This would be Drysdale vignette, ground covers 2 in 3, 2, 1. My current topic, use of ground cover plants in lieu of grass. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale with additional comment on alternative plantings. 3, 2, 1. Last time I made mention of articles in the press wherein the use of a number of good perennial ground cover plants are suggested instead of grass for lawns. The suggestions generally include numerous herbaceous perennials, but alas, often only a few evergreens to provide some interest from November to April. Even at that, one of the plants sometimes suggested is bearberry, a beautiful native, but one that must have a strongly acid soil if it's to survive the transplanting, let alone grow well. I have even read that it's necessary to remove the grass from a lawn by removing all the roots and placing the sod on a compost pile and then digging in compost and manure to prepare for the plants. There's no need to go to all that bother. What I did, and suggest that you do if you try a landscape planting instead of grass, is simply turn the grass over a week before you plant your evergreen or ground cover plants. Then plant right into the turned grass. Now, the only exception to this would be if you had a great deal of perennial quackgrass in your lawn. This will not die simply by turning it over, as will our common lawn grasses. Use Roundup to kill the weedy grass first. When choosing the plants for your landscape, I suggest consulting a professional at your local garden center. And there's probably still time. That means right now. Choose plants to provide a variety of colors and textures throughout the entire year, not just in the growing season. I'm Art Drysdale.